update, is that the group that we're supposed to be using to...
That's the people they provide us with our testing kit for our drive-through testing. They pick them up at the end of the day, they maintain all the inventories, they drive them to Houston, put them on a flight to New Jersey.
Right.
And we've been very fortunate that we've been getting our results within 48 hours. I think Baptist Hospital has been running 48 to 72 hours. Some of the people who went into Legacy before
just got the contract on it this morning. Struggling with reading it. I didn't get a chance to read through it. Could you explain to us where we're at with the wire and all
that? Can I have a second? Are we good to discuss?
So,
second. This is for the CLB testing site. Now, this is going to stand up because we are using our public health people, what our public health people in our drive-through facilities. And it is.
They're going to be collecting the tests.
Yeah.
Administrative tests only with their personnel at $50 a test.
Yeah.
And they will supply their own PPE and staff. So we're just paying for them to be administrators.
Wow. Why is it coming to our court is my question, I guess.
Well, it's just because we got the purchasing department more ability to do it. But so the people that have been coming here from Martin County, Gadsden County, and Dyer Airport, those counties are paying for those tests.
Okay.
Yet they're not covered by insurance. We're going to seek reimbursement. Almost as good as insurance. We're going to get it. And it's just easier to have our purchasing department do it all.
ability to test. I didn't think about that then, but it's one added one that
I would like. In favor of that to the extent that public health has the capacity to do it, but
I'm just going to say, in the law, and very nebulous, I will tell you, I talked to DOL, they're not clear on a lot of this stuff either, but the law basically states any health care provider, so I don't know that you could designate our guy for that.
Well, I don't want to, but you know, it was brought up that we could deal with people that want to abuse the system, and if you can't, what his question was, 3 days or whatever number of days, if you can't get a into a physician, then what we do then?
Well, they'll be self-quarantined.
Okay.
Say, we don't want them to come to work.
I got you. All right.
That's exempting symptoms. We don't want them here.
Mute question. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. I make that. Next motion under that agenda item that we provide up to 10 additional weeks for pay at it. Well, we need to discuss this with the commissioner's court. I'm going to move that we pay up to 10 additional weeks pay at 2/3 regular rate of pay up to a max of 2/3 regular rate of pay to care for a child whose school day is closed due to COVID-19 in addition to the 80 hours.
Second.
Got a second discussion.
So, this is what we're talking about here. So, like, if they meet that criteria,
they get the 80 hours first, and once they spend the 80 hours, what? I'm listening, Mr. Attorney. Because this right here, I see it as a punishment for having to stay home. Example.
They're still going to get 80 hours full.
In the beginning.
That's his motion is to pay it 2/3. Now, he could also add to his motion to allow them to supplement with their other leave.
Excuse me. Didn't we talk about something a little different than that in our workshop?
Just talking about different options that are concerned.
Well, if you're doing it that way, that the way the judge just brought it up, it looks like, and I think the eyes, if you look at it close, we're going to punish somebody for their kids not being at school, not having daycare. The example was given, and we went along with what the sheriff said. Premium pay for those, and it was stated about single females working in the jail, things of that nature. I don't see punishing anybody. I'm not with that.
Well, we've exempted the day.
But you gonna punish Callan's employees?
I think if we pay full pay, then we're on the other end. If we're punishing somebody and paying 2/3 pay, on the other side of the coin, if we pay full pay for 10 weeks, we're incentivizing them to not look for
children
under 14.
it down precinct four. Those single ladies in my precinct, I don't see me punished. Period. And that's where we went back three weeks ago when the learned attorney basically said we had the circumstances where we already addressed this by having that particular segment there. And with that, we already addressed it. But as far as saying that we're going to cut their pay and cut it down to two-thirds, I'm not there. I'm just telling y'all where I'm at.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor.
to the court's attention. I received an email, and it's this gentleman is a Packer. He's a physician. He has a over in Port Arthur off of 9th Avenue, a facility that he purchased. If we, and with God forgive, we hope we don't have as many as other places are having. He has a facility that's self-contained. I want to give it to you to look at and see if it would be any benefit to the county that we maybe want to lease. And I received from Javed and the Optimus group here in town. They have, I think it's 10 ventilator systems and emergency room. The location that could possibly be used if we need to have an additional location. I want to make sure I get that to you so you can see it.
Thank you.